Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight riot.
And welcome back. I'm ready to go tell them long-tongued liars a thing or two. I love that part.
Well, I love Johnny Cash. Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, he does some good covers for other bands, too. Yeah, he does, I think, Your Own Personal Jesus and a couple others, you know. But yeah, he lasted a lot of years, didn't he?
And he had his own troubles, but he got his way through. And
yeah, what was his prison sentence for? Murder?
No. He just had a lot of drug and alcohol problems.
Oh, holy come cow. On now. Yes, you know, some people do get incarcerated. And all too often, it's not the right percentages. I was amazed to see that they actually listed the majority of the crimes committed by white people. Interesting, too, that they didn't have a category for rape.
And I heard you on the last half hour about white-collar crime. You're absolutely right. I mean, yeah. These guys get convicted and they pay back a third of their stolen goods. Imagine someone who goes and robs a bank, you know. Well, you can keep two-thirds of your haul.
And that's why they do it. They get away with it. I mean, why wouldn't you, I guess? That's what people say. Wouldn't you do it? Oh, my. You don't know me that well, do you? I mean, look at me. I'm driving an old Prius. I hang out with cats, live with my mom. You know, yeah, I'm into all that, you know, material stuff.
How old's your mom now?
She's going to be, let's see, she'll be 85 in June.
Wow.
I'm still thinking she might outlast me, even if I live to be 80, okay? She might outlast me, and she deserves it.
Yeah?
You know, she, now
That's
that I'm
sweet.
Not, yeah, now that I'm on this vegetarian kick, you know, she came back with a whole bunch of fruit and nuts and salad, all we can, you know, and it, my mom is an excellent cook. I mean, and her mom was too. So, you know, all those gravies and sauces, it kind of got passed down to me. And when I got into restaurant work, you know, I knew how to make gravy. And if you can make gravy, well, you can smother up something else you screwed up.
What restaurants did you work at around here?
Oh, man. I liked the home style, right? The what do they say, like the truck stop food. You know, just food that we had. I had a couple stints at the Coffee Cup in Stoughton, which was just insane. Okay, I mean, we'd be on the news. There's a line of 20, 30 people outside, you know, and it was insane. But it was fun, you know, and then a lot of it is it's a small town, so you're going to be able to, and I used to be famous for putting on a show through the window as, you know, and I was even known to come out. One guy, man, it was back in the Fab Five from Michigan, and they ended up getting beat in the final. But this guy used the N-word, said they were a bunch of undisciplined, and I just snapped and got up and told him. And this guy played for the Chicago Bears back in, like, I don't know, it must have been the 60s or something. And you could tell he had a bad knee, okay? And he's a big guy, you know, not so much tall, but just big guy. And he was a bodybuilder with a couple of friends that I had. And I just, he used to come in and order like a half a dozen eggs, you know. And so I got him outside and I said, yeah, and the next time you want to F with me, I said, you better order another half dozen eggs. And you know, the owner was like, Mike, no. And I said, no, I got this, man. I'm just not going to. I said, you know, language like that, you could be arrested for that. Now, back in the day, you could. You could get arrested for that. Hate speech, they called it, right? Which leads to hate crimes. So we were talking, you know, we had two callers mentioning words and language. And that's, you know, we all agree that the Democrats just don't come up with, you know, what are they thinking when they come up with build back better?
Yeah. I didn't get that either. It's still.
Well, I do. It's the same as blue no matter who. Damn it, it matters who. Obviously. You know, if we had somebody that was a real Democrat in Arizona and, say, you know, West Virginia, we'd be in pretty good shape as a country right now. You guys realize that? Okay. So all 50 Republicans, and now, hey, we're down to 49 because one of our senators, you know, had a stroke, a Democratic senator.
Yeah, they're going to have to wheel him in to get a Supreme Court nominee confirmed
this is
there.
So bad, isn't it? And oh, yay, victory for Republicans, right? One of their guys went down. I mean, you know, CJ talks about, oh, you're cheering over. I didn't cheer over Liz Cheney, did I? Did I say, oh, this is great watching the Republicans do that? I'm like, oh, it's great watching two of them show a spine. And one for sure, because Kinzinger's not, you know, and CJ mentioned, look at all the Democrats leaving office. Hey, have you counted the Republicans on your two toes? Jeepers, man. Get a clue. The reason why people are leaving is because some of them are, you know, probably went there to try and get something done.
Right. I mean, why would you run for state assembly or state senate in Wisconsin right now? I
easy. Mean, it's, $50,000 in the year off, right?
Well, yeah, there's that. But it's just such an unpleasant place to work. I mean, if you're a Democrat, you're going to get nothing done. The districts are totally rigged. You're going to be out of power for 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, God knows how many years. And you're going to have to listen to these nutballs up there who've got the power over you. It's like, you know, you're not in the in crowd in high school there. You're on the outs. And these folks are mean and ugly, a lot of them. And, you know, look what they're doing with our voting rights right now, our freedom to vote. They're introducing one bill after another to take away, make it much harder to vote by absentee ballot, much harder for your mother or your father or your sister or your brother who's in a nursing home to vote. I mean, come on.
Oh, they know. The Republicans know. If they don't beat Tony Evers, then they can't get to the utter destruction of Wisconsin, right?
Yeah,
because he'll block. But they're getting close, and if they, you know, these gerrymandered districts, anything can happen, right?
Hey, they've got a file that's named Utter Destruction, and right. If Evers loses, they're just going to open up that file and bring out the documents and get it done.
So I shouldn't feel guilty when I decide to, you know, stepping it up next week.
No, step it up. Go in there. I may be in there on Monday. There's a hearing on some of these voting, these nasty anti-voter bills. I might get some testimony ready if I can get off my tail and think a little bit.
Well, I'm thinking about getting some poly grip and bringing back the vuvuzelas.
Oh, yeah, make some noise.
Why not? Some of that would be, you know, in remembrance of my good friend Jigme, you know, who passed away just recently. You remember him.
Right.
He's always there. Judy, his partner. I mean, those were people that I couldn't wait to get to the Capitol because it was so much fun to be with people fighting for other people's freedom, right?
Right. And our own. I mean, when we were in
yes.
there in 2011... Not just 110,000 strong, but every day at noon with the sing-along, you know, sometimes there were 50 people, sometimes there were 30, but it was fun. And the idea of exercising our freedom to speech, exercising our freedom to assembly, it's fun. It's not just a chore. It's not just a right that's written down on a piece of paper called the Constitution. It's something we got to do, and when we do it, it's fun.
Well,
especially
I'm
when you do it with
fun.
Friends.
Yes, and especially since, you know, your sports team isn't doing so well, you know, hey, put it aside. This is more fun than sports. In fact, those guys will be watching you on TV. Look at that guy standing up for the same way Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would, right? Got to meet that guy. I really, really want
to. Oh, he's a hero.
I know. And the funny thing is when I've set my goals out to meet somebody, I usually get it done.
He's a beautiful writer, too. I love what he's been writing over the last couple of years about politics in the United States and sports in the United States and... You know, he went after Aaron Rodgers, too, I think, when Rodgers was spewing his idiocy about COVID. And
well, he hit it right on the head because I had posted earlier in the morning, you know, hey, you know, well, we've never known jocks to be too stupid, right? And then, an hour later, he's on and he's talking about you're giving the stupid jock image, right?
Right, you're discrediting athletes all over the place.
You're ruining everything. We know there's great athletes out there that are great human beings. I don't know how many times you got to mention somebody – giving back to the community that they came from, you know, and I always bring up Warrick Dunn, running back from Tampa Bay, right? Grew up with, you know, his mom struggled to keep their family together, keep them out of trouble, keep them safe. And what did he do? He just decided, I'm going to start building homes for single mothers that need help. I think he's built over 200 homes or something like that. It still continues, right? That reminds me of, you know, Jimmy Carter kind of stuff,
yeah.
Right? Wow. You know, and I have to admit that now that I've grown up and experienced life, that, yeah, he's probably the best president I'll see in my lifetime.
Certainly the best ex-president you'll ever see.
Yeah. Guy doesn't take the money that the rest of them do, didn't take any security or anything like that. No, they're, you know, building houses, has a tumor on his brain, survives that, falls down, gets up, goes to pound some more nails.
With a big black eye, too.
There's just something about people like that that make it easier for me to get up.
Yeah, he's an inspiration, no doubt about it.
Well, you know, and when we all want to, you know, we could all be heroes just by doing good things for other people that deserve it, okay? Hey, we got Dick from Madison. Good morning, Dick.
Speaking of Jimmy Carter, what was the professor you have on that's from Green Bay about 2 weeks ago just bagging on him as a president and everything else, not as a human being? And I'm thinking, you know, if we would have followed his lead 40-plus years ago on a million things, maybe not a million, but okay, you know, he had ideas about how to straighten out the rail system so we'd go to major hubs and not pound the highways to death, you know, solar energy on the White House, all kinds of things.
First thing Reagan did was take those panels off the White House.
Yeah, that wasn't that symbolic, symbolic of his stupidity. I would only have one reason to go back to California, and I can't say it on the air, what I would do on his grave if I could. He's the single most responsible for all of this modern-day Republican Party. He was the worst president in my lifetime, next to Trump.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. And if you're looking for a word, defecate works. You know, and I don't even think I can get in trouble for that, right? I'm trying to keep it real, man. We'll be back in a little bit. It's what you get. It's what you get. Look at me. What you